Live from downtown San Francisco, it's Sports Overnight America.
No regrets. That's my motto. That and everybody Wing Chun tonight.
Sports Overnight America with Matt Kolsky.
When people hear me describing it over the radio, they are going to remember that AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529.
I used to be number one in this town, but people don't listen to AM like they used to. Seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is, Kevin.
He's the voice of America. Fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
I don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
Hour number one, right now.
This is the one that brings us back. Soon, AM radio will reign king once more.
They wanna get my gold on the ceiling.
Welcome into Sports Overnight America, the Sunday night edition.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, you're that excited, Jerry?
I'm excited because I have one of those helicopter pilot microphones on right now. I get to like walk around the studio while I'm on the air with you.
Like a headset?
Yeah, you know what the bitch of it is, though, is the mic comes off my left ear. I'm left-handed, so my drinking, my smoking, my writing, I'm going to have to do it with my opposite hand tonight.
Boy, that's a lot to ask.
It is! How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. I mean, it's been
a busy day.
It's been a busy day. And you actually just drew my attention to an additional story, but we had the Daytona 500 today.
Which finally got over. Again.
Mm-hmm. First time. It was last year's Daytona 500. People got excited about that, boy.
Yeah, we're talking about some intelligent race car, intelligent NASCAR fans here.
Yeah, well,
not to prolong the stereotype.
Exactly. Today was not a good day if you are not a fan of the stereotype of stupid NASCAR fans.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, go ahead.
If you want to get rid of that stereotype, today was a dark day.
And we're talking
a dark day indeed.
And we're talking to one of the speed freaks next at Sirius XM Channel 92. Matt Kolsky and company, Sports Overnight America.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hit the pace car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect!
Are we finding humor? Are we finding some humor here, Mr. Kolsky?
That's good production by Jerry Burke, ladies and gentlemen.
And by the way,
song ties into the segment we're about to have.
And by the way, for the record, Gary Newman, the man who did this song, is now a pilot for British Air.
No kidding.
Damn Skippy.
That is good knowledge by you. We're
going to
bring in someone with real car knowledge, though, if that's okay with you, Jerry.
What we're going to do right now, for those of you who listen to the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius and XM Channel 92, which is the Sports Zone which we are on, the show that preceded us just this very moment, called the Speed Freaks. Well, actually, it was like two hours ago it ended.
Not this very moment exactly, but it was a nice try.
I'm out of olives, and it's really hurting me.
Go ahead.
And, of course, with Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, the man who holds everything together for that show. And he is the star of the show, but he's good enough to play second banana to Kenny all the time. Call him the Stat Man, and he is all about the Daytona 500, which took place, coincidentally, Matt, in Daytona Beach, Florida, earlier today.
Did it, Jerry? I knew you knew stuff about this.
I've actually been through Daytona. I got drunk there once. Yeah, but anyway, the Stat Man's going to join. Bill, first off, thanks for joining us, man. First time on the show. Thanks for I don't know what you were doing tonight that you didn't want to come on here, but thanks for coming on.
This is crazy. Jerry and Matt.
That's us. Mm-hmm.
You guys are having a grand time. I'm glad to join you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a shame you can't stop over for a martini. That's just the way we roll, you know?
Well, I'm allergic to olives, so martinis are kind of not in my purview.
I have lemons. We're good.
All right.
Hey, Statman, let's talk about the Daytona 500, by the way.
Well, the first question I wanted to ask is, which of the Daytona 500s today did you enjoy more?
Exactly.
Well, the second one was the most exciting. The first one was kind of crazy, and it ended after only 38 laps. The second one had the most fun, and it was good to see Dale Jr. get the win. Everybody is on his case. He doesn't win enough. This was his 20th win, his second Daytona 500 win. But it's good to see him get the win, and he actually won the race. I have a saying that a lot of guys don't win races. They are just in first place when the race ends. But Dale Jr. won this race. He led 54 laps of the 200. And at the end of the race, when all the stuff goes into the fan, he held off everybody and didn't have a lot of people to support him. And he was in a Chevrolet. The Fords and the Toyotas were trying to beat him, and he won. It was a good race.
I want to ask you something to follow up on that about Dale Jr., because you said it. Everybody gives him a ton of crap, and I guess, look, I'm not an expert, obviously, and it's hard for me to say as an outside observer whether he deserves it. But when you do
of course he deserves it. He won the race.
When you learn, I know he deserves winning, Jerry. I'm talking about the pay attention, Jerry.
No, I'm drinking.
I'm talking about, does he deserve the flack that he gets for not winning enough? Like you said, he's a guy who's won two Daytona 500s. He's got 20 wins. He's won a lot more than a lot of people. Is it just is it an unfair expectation situation because of what his name is?
You nailed it dead on the money. You know who had the same problem was Kyle Petty, whose father, Richard, is the king, won seven championships, 200 races, and Kyle didn't have that kind of skill set, wasn't interested, or didn't have the ability to win as many races as his dad. And he's not his dad.
Well, Shay, short of walking on water, how are you going to be better than Richard Petty?
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, it's the same with Dale Jr. He's allowed to be Dale Jr. He's not his dad. He's been, you know, he's got a good picture of who he is, especially the last two or three years. It seems like he's matured quite a bit the last two or three years. He's got a good understanding and a good self-image, and he's, he's aware of where he is and what he's doing. And even though he has unfair expectations placed on him, he kind of, I don't say he doesn't care, but he's at a place in his life where when I win, I win. And I think this year he's got an excellent crew chief, and he, without going into a lot of detail, I think Junior kind of spent a lot of time with a cousin who wasn't as good as he could have been and as good as Dale needed, and now he's got a really good crew chief. He's going to give good cars to him every week. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got a good picture of who he is. And I think he's going to do well in the championship this year.
The Statman joins us from the Speed Freaks on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. And, you know, Bill, isn't it always Cousins that get you in trouble? It's always the way it works. We're going to talk about
A-Rod, too.
Honest to God, good point. Let's talk about the race. Not the race that everyone thought they were watching, but the one that actually took place in the quote-unquote Sunshine State. I have been to three NASCAR races in my life. I've been to Talladega, Pocono, and I was at the Watkins Glen race where McDuffie was killed, and those are the only three races I've ever been to. And at Talladega, we did have a rain delay, and it was about maybe 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And of course, at the time, I don't know if they still can at NASCAR races, you're allowed to bring your own booze. So basically, for that hour, everyone drank and had drinking games. We stood on our head and all did all kinds of fun things. There was a 6-hour rain delay during the Daytona 500. We know what the fans are doing. They're either staying dry, drinking, or trying to have wet T-shirt contest. What is going on with the crews, especially the – because basically what they do is they black flag everything. You're really not allowed to touch your cars. What is going through the minds of the crew chiefs, the crews, and the drivers during those six – I mean, it's not an hour or two. We're talking 6 hours here. We're talking a work day. What is going on in the pits during that 6 hours?
Well, a lot of the drivers went back to their motor coaches. They have motor coaches a lot. They have beautiful motor coaches. And they interviewed a couple of them and said, hey, we didn't expect to be here. We've run out of food. So they were ordering pizzas to be delivered. And the crews were kind of in the same place. They were, if the race had gone on as planned, they would have been gone by the time it restarted. So they needed food. They needed some time. And a couple of them were tweeting out pictures and being involved in social media, playing with family and kids and so forth. At one time, there was a tornado watch, so a lot of them just frankly got inside their haulers and didn't go too much. If any wind that could blow one of those haulers away is going to, you know, bring apocalyptic problems anyway.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly where I want to be when a tornado comes through, inside of a van. That's exactly where I want to be. Hey, Bill, one other question. We'll continue more. I have a couple of questions about the whole chase thing, because you guys were talking about something. Now, I'm fairly intelligent. I don't understand what the hell's going on with this whole chase thing, but we'll get to that. But there was maybe about 20, 30 laps left to go, and they were saying there was rain coming in another 40 minutes, and all they didn't need was another. As soon as you guys said crash, Danica Patrick and half of the field, or it seemed half the field, pretty hellacious little crash. Matter of fact, she got smoked pretty good. First off, is everyone okay from that crash?
Yeah, no, everybody was fine. She walked away from an accident, looked bad. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of advancements in the car, especially the Gen 6 car,
right.
This Generation 6 car that came out last year. A lot of safety innovations that are too many to name, but it's not impossible to get injured in one of these accidents.
Right.
But they've done a lot of safety around the track. Put it this way, that I heard someone say that the accident that took Dale Sr.'s life, if he would have lived through that accident, there have been a lot of guys who would be dead now.
Well, they say the same thing about plane. Every time there's a plane crash, they learn something. Same basic principle, yeah.
Exactly. They learned a lot from this one, and thankfully they implemented a lot of the things. And some say that it's one of the reasons why some of the drivers drive insanely now is because the cars are so safe, that they feel confident that they can walk away from an accident.
I've been in the passenger seat of Kolsky's car going down Montgomery Street at 30 miles an hour, and I've been terrified.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Matt, anything from Bill? I got two more questions, but I thought I'd pass it back to you, being the
show. Yeah, quickly, before we get too far away from Danica, obviously not the results she wanted today. Where do you stand on the – Richard Petty came up earlier, too. So where do you stand on Richard Petty's take on Danica? Because I think, as you know, as far as people taking criticism goes, maybe unlike Dale Jr., there is a real question about how much of Danica's success has been what she does as a driver and how much is – well, and I don't want to put it that way because I'm sure in theory – A woman could be the best race car driver ever, but it just doesn't seem like Danica is that woman.
Well, not only that,
but
Matt. But
where do you stand?
No, wait, hold on, real quick, Bill. The thing is, there are owners of these cars and sponsors. They would not put somebody behind the wheel of $250,000 car if
she
didn't have some talent.
Drive.
Yeah, thank
I'm not
you.
Saying
okay.
she has no talent. Right. Obviously, she can drive. All I'm saying is, if she wasn't a woman, would she fit in as a driver?
She's an excellent driver. You don't get to where she is without being an excellent driver. Does she know how to win? That's another issue. I have a theory that says you first have to learn how to be fast, then you have to learn how to finish, then you have to learn how to win, then you have to learn how to win on purpose, then you have to learn how to win championships. And you can't skip any of those steps. She's learned how to be fast and finish. I don't know that she's learned how to win yet. Perfect example was last year's Daytona 500. When they dropped the green flag at the end of the race, she was in third place with a chance to win.
Right.
But she didn't know how. And until she learns how, it's going to be very difficult for her to be taken seriously.
So basically she's the Indiana Pacers of NASCAR.
You might say that, although the Pacers have the best record in the league and Danica doesn't.
That's very good. Hey, real quick, Spat, we got about two and a half minutes here. I don't know, you guys were talking about something. Okay. Dale Jr. has won the Daytona 500. Golf clap for him. That automatically puts him in the chase. You said, basically, if he starts every race, does 20 laps, says the hell with it, and goes out and gets a beer, he's going to be in the chase at the end of the season.
No, I think it's very weird.
How does this work?
There's still a point. He has to earn points. But generally, if you win, you have an advantage over the people who don't. So they're putting a premium on wins. And the wins will generally give you enough points to qualify along with everything else that you do during the year. He can't go on the sidelines now and say, I got to win. I'm going to take the next 25 races off,
and
I'll be back at race 27.
Oh,
that's not what's going to happen. The win does give him a huge advantage, though, and anybody who does win a race in the next 25 has a huge advantage over those who don't.
Real quick, Statman, an aside, we're going to throw this out. Kolsky, Bill here is a huge Cleveland Brown fan. Explain to him why he's – and Ohio State, too. Explain to him why he's going to spend the rest of his adult years miserable.
I would never do such a thing.
I would.
That someday Browns will figure – look, every year in the NFL, a team that stunk the year before is in the playoffs. So I would say don't despair.
I'm not going to despair. The only way I would despair is if they take Johnny Manziel.
Oh, then, boy, yeah, you don't want that. That's
then
true.
I would
bring back Brian Sipe. You'd be better off.
Yeah, Brian Sipe or Vinny Testaverde or...
Colt McCoy, anybody.
Anybody but Manziel, yeah.
Hey, Stat, man, we really appreciate... Listen, NASCAR season is underway. Kolsky, we do need an official NASCAR guy, don't we?
Hey, if he's willing, we're happy to have him.
Statman, you don't mind coming onto this unmitigated disaster periodically, usually on a Sunday nights, just to chit-chat about a bunch of guys going as fast as an airplane around a track?
Let's talk about it.
Really? Really? You're going to do that to us?
Yep.
You're going to big league us on our own show? I know where you live. I have your cell number. You know that, right?
Well, I'm moving next Saturday, so you
Yeah, you want to get the heck out of there if Jerry has your address.
Exactly. That's when I found that out. I decided maybe it's time to move along.
Stat, excuse me. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate your time.
You guys are giants. Thanks, Jerry and Matt.
Take care of yourself, man. Stat, man, did a great job, didn't he? I don't understand NASCAR. It's just a bunch of guys going around fast with billboards on the top of their car. But, you know,
Well, yeah, I've heard there's a little more to it than that, Jerry.
I actually did get to go in Richard Petty's car and do two laps with him at Pocono one time. That was something. That was scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could really even handle that.
I was really drunk at the time.
Yikes.
Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Kolsky, we're going to, you know what? I don't feel like doing an update. We'll just come back and chit-chat. I want to talk about
Jerry will tell you about other times that he had famous people designated to drive for him.
Marissa Tomei doesn't count it.
Uh-huh.
It is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Is there an echo in here?
Oh, hello. By it is way, Sports Overnight America.
By the way, that
let
was...
me finish a sentence
Sorry.
Before you jump in. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, by the way, Billy Lee called me earlier today. He's going to be in here in about 2 weeks. He said he'll probably stop in studio. You interested?
Yeah, I'm always interested. I could get into I could get into that big time.
It's only Bill Lee. He's boring.
No, that sounds great. Let's do that.
We can do that. I love
this. So this Jim Harbaugh situation, Jerry.
When did this get out of control?
I don't know, and I don't know whether to really believe it.
You know what? What's the old saying? Where there's smoke, there's fire. I can't imagine. That for those of you who don't know, why don't you explain it, Kolsky? Because I get frustrated trying to explain this to people.
Well, my understanding of it, based on the CBS Sports, I mean, you're the one who told me about the report.
Basically,
is essentially that I'm looking at it now. I mean, essentially, the report is that the relationship between Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke, the GM of the Niners, is absolutely
abysmal,
a disaster. That they don't even speak to each other in person. They exclusively communicate via email, and that they really don't see eye to eye.
What's not to see eye to eye with? Here's the one I don't understand.
So
three straight NFC title games. I mean, what's not to see eye to eye about? And two of them, screw that. You should have won all three.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think you could say that. And if you said that, you could say then that maybe that's exactly what the disagreement is about.
Okay, do they want to go back to the Mike Singletary days? Is that really?
No, what I'm saying is Trent Baalke could be saying, hey, I've got you this talent to get where you need to go, and you keep blowing it. Or Jim Harbaugh could be saying, look, we're you know, X, Y, or Z pieces away from having a championship
caliber. You know, Baalke has an argument. He has an argument.
Well, but he's look, they've both done good things. They've both done bad things.
Right.
I think obviously my counter to any of those arguments in any of those scenarios I just described is clearly you guys are both part of this and are both necessary to this.
Right. Work it out. Find a way.
Look, Jim Harbaugh is a prickly dude, and
he's not easy. I
understand that working with him is difficult.
Right.
So, I don't know what's going to happen.
Let me ask you something.
I also don't know. I don't know that a report that they are communicating exclusively via email is to be 100%.
Of course.
Trusted, not even trusted, but just
take it with a grain of salt.
Maybe they haven't met in person for the last month, and it's been all email because, you know,
he's in California, the other one's in Ohio or something. Yeah,
right,
I understand.
Exactly. So there are a lot of ins and outs to a story like this. Mm-hmm. If they are barely speaking because they can't stand each other,
that's a different story.
Then,
but here's the thing.
Well,
you don't necessarily have to like Evan Costello hated each other. You don't necessarily have to like the person you work with as long as you work well. You know what I'm saying?
But if Abbott could have fired Costello, maybe things would have been different.
Okay, maybe. But let me.
That's what I would say is if it comes to that,
okay, let me ask you something.
The general manager wins those a lot.
More often than not. Let me ask you, hypothetically.
Harbaugh might be one that could beat a general manager in that sort of
maybe.
Thing. But I think you'd be more likely to see Harbaugh gone either via trade, like the Browns thing, or just let go after this year.
Okay, now hypothetically speaking, okay, now that I'm glad you brought it up that way. This is a nice little segue. I'm thinking back now over the course of years with coaches that were, difficult. Let's put it that way to make it delicate, okay? Difficult. We've got about 2.5 minutes left about this. If for some reason this can, let's just say half of what we read about CBSSportsLine.com about how there's some big time friction going on here in Santa Clara, okay? If for some reason the Niners either let go or Harbaugh gets so fed up he says, to hell with it, I'm out of here. This may be, in my opinion, one of the biggest mistakes that any NFL team has made since Ryan Leaf was drafted by the Chargers. It's like that big of a deal. Would you agree?
No.
Really?
No, because of all the stuff I just said. I think he's a really good coach. I think he does a lot of things really well. I think there are some things he definitely doesn't do well.
Right.
Okay. He is one of the worst timeout managers that I've ever seen.
Right.
And, you know, look, there might be other reasons for that, but I'm just saying warts I see on him as a coach. He's very, very stubborn, which
leaves, Colin Kaepernick is, and I won't say he's in trouble, I think Colin Kaepernick really, really likes to have Jim Harbaugh around.
I mean, I think a lot of the players really like to have Jim Harbaugh around. Also, there have been players that really haven't liked having Jim Harbaugh around.
Right.
So you have to take that into account as well. I mean, Brandon Jacobs just went on the radio a couple weeks ago, started calling him bitch left and right.
Yeah.
So, look, the guy is, I don't want to say makes a lot of enemies, but he rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And
he is a my way or the highway type. He is.
Yeah. And again, he's beyond that. He's prickly.
Yeah.
And he's also a... And I enjoy the guy, but he's a little smarmy and he's a little smug.
He's got a little Rick Pitino in him. Actually,
I don't know if I'd go that route so much.
John Calipari. John Calipari. I'm sorry. He does. He reminds me of John Calipari.
Okay, maybe a little Calipari. I don't get any of the sleaze you get from Calipari.
Nobody does.
but I'm saying he's not a snake oil salesman, I don't think, at all.
Yeah, okay.
He is a little too intense. He's the kind of guy that might.
I want him coaching my team.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I think he's a good coach. I think you do want him coaching your team. But is it a mistake tantamount to drafting Ryan Leaf? No.
All right. 1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Channel 92. Jason Collins made a statement tonight playing in the NBA for the Brooklyn Nets. We're going to talk about that next, and we'll talk about the NBA. Lots going on. You know what? I got news for you right now. I think this Blake trade with the Golden State Warriors – we'll talk about it when we come back. I think that was a great trade. It is Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. I'll be all right if I could just see you. Oh, miracle
man, where does it lead to? So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith both were mine. I learned that what they say is true. You can't have Kate and Edith too. You talk sad like fire leaves.
I've got to find some little weeds. We are back on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, we are. By the way, that gentleman you just heard making that little song there on The Tonight Show back in 1988 is going to be in studio here sometime in the next 10 days. Michael Who's Davis. That? Michael Davis performed on Broadway in Sugar Babies. He's done two other Broadway shows. He's been on Carson twice, Letterman a few times, Leno a few times. He was on Saturday Night Live six times, performed in front of three presidents and the Queen of England. And he's going to be in the studio with us. You wonder how, what's he doing with us, right?
Yeah, that is confusing.
Well, you know, it's funny. You've known me a long time, man. I'm like la 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 through life. Thank you. I had two idols growing up, and it's funny. One was Bill Lee, and the other was Michael Davis. And it's funny. I'm really good friends with Lee, and I'm friends with Michael Davis. It's kind of cool. I'm friends with my two childhood idols, after about 20 years of not performing anymore. I mean, he was on all those comic relief deals. I mean, you name it, he's been on it. You know, he was on what's the thing with Jerry Lewis, the telethon, the MD telethon. Mm-hmm. But he decided after 20 years, and he doesn't need the money, he's getting back into comedy. And he does little shows here, like the Punchline, at Cobb's. He does Vegas and everything. Just as a friend, he's like, yeah, I'd love to come in and do the show. Just hang. I said, do you know anything about sports? He's like, hell no. And that's not a qualification for being on this program. So we're going to have him in here. And he's a great guy. You would really like him. He's from the Excelsior District out where I live in San Francisco. He lives in Orinda now.
Yeah, so, that's what happens when you
make money.
When you do well, you move on up to Orinda.
Exactly. Hey, look, I can't afford
a deluxe apartment in the sky.
I can't even afford the BART fare to Orinda. It is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Matt Kolsky show here on Sunday night. And the only reason I'm introducing it is because I have all the buttons in front of me, and it's just easier to do that. I want to believe it or not.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. I've said several times you can stop, but go ahead.
And the two slow white 5'11" guys, one Irish Catholic, the other Jewish. Time for us to talk some NBA.
Yeah, okay.
And I want to start, before we get to this whole Jason Collins thing, we'll get to that. And I think it's a bigger deal than people. It's gotten some nice press with CNN and some of the news outlets as opposed to just the sports outlets. I want to talk a little bit about the trade that took place. And you're a big Golden State. I know you're a Bulls fan. And by the way, without LeBron, they still got spanked by Miami tonight. But
Jerry, you know what? That's real weak stuff by you. That's really weak by you. Talking trash about an absolute garbage pile.
I hate Miami.
Whose best player has been out.
I hate the Miami Heat. I was rooting for the Bulls.
Whose best player is missing his second year in the row, and you're going to talk about not being able to beat Miami without LeBron. You know what you can do, Jerry? You can just suck it.
I do all I can.
I
hate Miami. I was so rooting for the Bulls. I hope LeBron gets two black eyes from his broken nose. I do. But let's talk about the Golden State Warriors for a minute.
Sick.
Are you new?
Just
stating fact. I want to talk about this Golden State Warriors and this trade. We were talking to some people from Los Angeles on Friday night in here with Fred Wallen. And a lot of people are thinking that they, by getting rid of Steve Blake, to the Golden State Warriors and picking up a couple of guards who rarely, if ever, played for the Warriors. There's a lot of people in Los Angeles right now that are saying, you know, you just basically handed the Golden State Warriors a gift in doing so. And not because he's going to be your starting point guard and that's going to give more opportunities for Stephen Curry to be a shooting guard, but this is a good opportunity.
He's not going to be a starter.
I know he's not going to be, but people in Los Angeles are thinking, they're saying you're form-fitting the Warriors with this pick. And I'm thinking, no, what this is going to do is going to give Curry a break from time to time, and you're not going to have to worry about the quality of your guard play, even if it's only for 5 to 8 minutes a game. You see the Warriors all the time. Explain to me, and these people in LA are freaking out for no reason, I think, but I think it's a good pickup for the Warriors.
I don't understand what you're saying. People in LA say it is a good deal.
Yeah,
they think
it's a good deal for the Warriors, but for the wrong reasons. But basically, what they're doing, they think they're handing off a mantle. People in Los Angeles, I don't know why, but, and I was listening to them on Friday. They're concerned that for the first time since the French Renaissance, the Golden State Warriors are actually starting to build up a power out here in California, and the Lakers are going to be left
of Steve Blake.
I swear to God, that's what they were saying. I swear to God, people were saying.
You know,
that.
People in LA should shampoo my crotch. It's just that's, seriously. Well, like Steve Blake. I mean, come on. I don't even know. I don't know how to respond to that.
Their argument was they're going to be making Stephen Curry better by getting him.
Steve Blake is supposed to be a mentor to Stephen Curry.
It's gonna give Curry.
Steve Blake is gonna teach Stephen Curry something.
No, but it's gonna give Curry a chance to take a break now and again and concentrate on things that he shouldn't have to worry about.
Well, it's not things he shouldn't have to worry about. It barely affects Stephen Curry. With any luck, it gives Steph a few extra minutes on the bench, particularly in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, I was listening to the post-game wrap-up with Tom Tolbert after...
I love Tom.
After last night's game. Just a hell of a guy.
He is.
After last night's game, and he and Tim Roy were talking about the Blake addition, and he made a point that I think is the biggest point, which is Steve Blake is a guy you can trust to go out there and run the offense and not turn it over and get it to people in good spots and hit the occasional three. And that's enough for Steph Curry to not have to come back in at the 8 or 9 minute mark in the fourth quarter, but to sit on the bench until the 6 minute mark.
And if they have a big lead,
he never has to come back in.
Thank you. And you don't have to worry about it.
Steph has had to play some fourth quarter minutes in blowouts this year,
which
is just ridiculous, especially for a guy who, he hasn't had any injury problems in a while. I think I expect his health to continue to be good. But he's still a guy with busted ankles who, doesn't need any extra wear and tear and who's going to have to play a lot of minutes down the stretch and in the playoffs. Yeah, that's what Steve Blake is for. He helps Steph Curry rest. Now, that's a small factor, I actually think, because here's the much, much bigger deal to me.
Okay.
Is on that second unit, they have not had a player capable of running the point all year long. And I know... You know, that might sound ridiculous, but the simple reality is the Warriors have only had one actual point guard on the roster, and his name is Steph Curry. And that means any time Steph Curry was not on the floor,
they didn't have a point guard.
They didn't have anybody who had any real interest in or ability to get them into their offense and actually move the ball around and get things going. And Steve Blake is a point guard's point guard. He is a guy who is excited about setting people up, who would rather take a distributor's role than
the
shooting role he was forced to take in Los Angeles over the past couple of years. They had nobody. He had to try to score, and that hurts his percentages.
That's not his game.
Exactly. His game is keep the ball moving, keep people engaged, and hit the occasional open jumper. And that's exactly what the Warriors needed in their second unit. You know, people talked all year about Andre Miller because I'm not sure anybody realized Steve Blake was someone that the Warriors could acquire. But for whatever reason, they didn't seem to want Andre Miller because he was obviously available and they didn't get him. But Steve Blake fits just about as well. He's younger, and I think it's a great pickup, more for the way it helps players like Harrison Barnes off the bench.
Because he knows he has a chance to actually get in the ball now from somebody who knows what they're doing.
And when you've got Jordan Crawford coming off the bench and bringing the ball up the floor, the rest of the team is liable to go to sleep because they know he's not giving it up.
Right.
So it's going to get guys like Crawford himself, guys like Barnes, guys like Maurice Spates more engaged and involved, Draymond Green in that group as well. So I really think Steve Blake helps a lot. But in terms of any sort of passing of the torch, I mean, look, Lakers fans, the torch was passed 2 years ago, and it was from the Lakers to the Clippers. And suck it up. Deal with it. And with the contract you just signed Kobe to, it's not getting any better for a few years. So get used to it.
Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. I'm Jerry Burke. That's Matt Kolsky. He's the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. Kols, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes here. Jason Collins. And, truthfully, let's put it here. Like, he's on the tail end of his career, got signed by the Nets, and went out and he played tonight, and he's the first openly gay professional athlete in the Big Four sports. Okay, great. Good for him.
The Big Four being?
Hockey, basketball, baseball, football.
Hockey?
Yeah, those four.
Are you sure hockey has never had
openly.
I guess we would know.
No, openly, yeah. Although, if you're...
Well, right. Of course, there have been gay guys at all sports.
Openly.
We're talking openly.
Openly, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah. First to... I know their hat now. Okay. You know, we've got Michael Sam, and we've got, I forget the guy's name, which is crappy of me, but Robbie Roberts? Robbie something for the Galaxy, I believe,
right.
Came about a year ago.
Right. Now, my question to you is this. Look, you know, the world didn't rotate
Robbie Rogers.
The world didn't rotate off its axis, you know, and said, we're not dealing with a frontline player here. We're not dealing with someone like a Stephen Curry or Kobe Bryant or LeBron James, right? By his playing in the NBA, how do you explain this? Is this going to make it easier, do you think, for other people? That's the question I want to ask. Now, you know, everyone, here's the thing. It's not like he was with the team and then came out. They knew he was gay before they signed him and put him in the game, okay, which probably was, you know, that's a gutsy move sometimes, depending on the logistics.
I don't even know that it is. I mean, look, I watched this team yesterday. They don't have a real center. So they needed him,
right?
You know,
there's my point. Right, there's my point.
Yeah.
I think it was 1940. I want to say it was 1942 or 1941 before the whole World War II thing came into play. They took a poll of all Major League Baseball players, all 16 teams, and 4 out of 5 said they would have absolutely no problem whatsoever with an African American playing on their team. 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
I bet you but the codicil to that was, and to the man, and he said, as long as he can play, we don't care. Do you think that's the same mentality? Is that the same mentality that's out there now in the NBA?
You would certainly hope so. And look, I mean, I've learned a couple of things. I did an interview for my podcast.
F King Sports with Andrew Hopkins.
Yeah, I did an interview with a guy named Kevin Lynch, who I believe you know.
I know Kevin Lynch, yes.
He is another wonderful guy in the sports business who still covers the Niners, has for a very long time, and it recently got a master's in, I believe, something in the vein of sports media and psychology,
right.
And wrote his master's thesis on homosexual acceptance in college football.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many interesting things that he told me is that by far the number one indicator in terms of reducing homophobia, like the most correlated thing to not being homophobic,
right,
is knowing gay people.
Of course.
Exactly. Well, and for me, it's easy to realize that, but. That, I mean, for hopefully that's somewhat eye-opening to,
you know,
some people.
Everybody knows a gay person.
They don't. That's the
problem. Everybody knows one. They may not know they know one, but they know one.
Well, yeah, to a very large degree, that's true. But that's kind of the point: is they knowing and meeting and speaking to gay people and realizing, oh, look, they're just people.
Yeah,
there's just. We happen to have one particular difference in the way we live our lives,
right,
that really doesn't matter at all. And otherwise, they're pretty much the same as me or the same as any other person. So it tells you that it's just going to be a matter of exposure and understanding and, frankly, of wiping away ignorance, because all that racism was and is, all that homophobia and sexism and all these things are, is ignorance.
Yeah.
And ignorance and made manifest by sort of anger and hate. And so, I would think in a bottom line business like professional sports, where it's all about the win and all about getting your money,
right,
if a gay guy is the best guy to help your team win and therefore you get your money, then you're going to be thrilled to have him.
Yeah, if he's helping you put money in your pockets, I don't care. I really don't. Anyway, we're going to go to a break here, Matt. Go ahead, do the outro.
Yeah, and I would add one additional thing to that,
go,
which is that from a team perspective, you should be embracing this as well.
Yeah.
Because that you can finally sell your jerseys to gay people, because what I'm saying is this is going to be a big
story. It's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be positive attention for the very, very most part surrounding your franchise if you draft Michael Sam, if you sign Jason Collins, all of these things. So to me, it's really kind of a no-brainer, and I'm glad we're finally reaching a point as a society where everyone else is coming around to that.
Good for you.
Anyway, we will take a break, and we will come back and wrap this hour next on Sports Overnight America.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Sports
over. Gracious, what is that?
It's David Gilmour. I just threw it in because we only had 45 seconds left, so I figured just throw in something.
You are such a creep. You just want to creep everybody out before the top of the hour news. That's your goal.
You don't like David Gilmour?
No, David Gilmour's fine, but you got like some weird spacey jam stuff happening. You're going to like psychedelic people's brains right out of their foreheads.
This is great. It's called Short and Sweet.
Well, that's what we're doing. Short and sweet. We're back at you on the other side of the hour on Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM, Channel 92.
RN USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart.
Ukraine's interim leadership pledged to put the country back on course for European integration now that Moscow-backed Viktor Yanukovych has been ousted from the presidency, while the United States warned Russia against sending in its forces. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton will travel to Ukraine on Monday, where she is expected to discuss measures to shore up the ailing economy. Governors from both U.S. political parties plan to talk to President Obama on Monday about preventing potential cuts to National Guard units, several governors said on Sunday. Many governors are in Washington this week for a national conference of state executives. A gallon of regular grade gasoline increased 11.67 cents to an average retail price of $3.41, according to the Lundberg survey released on Sunday. This is IRN USA News.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? 9-year mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
We will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
9-year mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
Hi, I'm Larry Ruff, president of 9-Year Mortgage. This is unlike anything you've ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD and learn how you can eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-383-5310.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-383-5310. 800-383-5310.
Sometimes it feels like the Cold War has returned. Senior White House correspondent Connie Lawn explains in this story.
U.S. relations with Russia and China may remind the world of the Cold War. China is angry because President Obama met with the Dalai Lama at the White House. Russia sides with the governments of Ukraine, Syria, Iran, and North Korea. At home, the Federal Communications Commission proposed spying on U.S. newsrooms, but that attempt will probably fail. But monitoring by the NSA continues in some cases. Connie Lawn at the White House.
Former U.S. President George W. Bush on Sunday promoted a new initiative to help veterans transition back to civilian life and aid in the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. The one-time commander-in-chief who led the United States into war in Afghanistan in 2001 and Iraq in 2003 said he wants to highlight the challenges facing service members returning from war zones as well as their families. This is IRN USA News.
How would you like to save money on gas and get paid to do it? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Gas was only about $1 a gallon when I started the 3-Step Plan. Today, thousands of families are working from home, driving less, and earning extra money with their own home business. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. That's 800-480-2102.
A controversial plan has been scratched by the Department of Homeland Security. Correspondent Jason Wirt explains in this story.
The Department of Homeland Security has abandoned a controversial plan to track the license plates of every vehicle in the country. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service had solicited proposals from companies to track license plates and then keep a database so they could search for people wanted on ICE warrants. ICE spokesman said the posting was not authorized by their leadership, leaving members of Congress to wonder how something like that could be put into the public arena without the approval of the heads of ICE. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
The November elections are nearly 9 months away, but on March 11th near Tampa, a special election to fill the seat of the late Republican Representative Bill Young will offer what analysts and parties believe will be a first look at how Obamacare might play in November. Republican David Jolly and Democrat Alex Sink will square off in a race that has drawn millions of out-of-state dollars to their politically divided congressional district, which is roughly one-third Democratic, one-third Republican, and one-third Independent. The seizure of a phone belonging to the son of Joaquin Shorty Guzman's deputy at the U.S.-Mexico border was an important break in the operation that led to the drug lord's capture, a senior U.S. law enforcement official said on Sunday. Guzman was caught on Saturday in his native northwestern state of Sinaloa with help from U.S. agents. Richard Stewart, IRN USA News.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next. Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hello, Radio Land. Are you ready? Because Matt is.
I'm all over the place. I'm wishy-washy. I'm, what do they used to call it, Kerry? I'm a flip-flopper. Flip-flopper.
He's broadcasting Wunderkind.
And now I'm confused again. Because now I don't think.
You're locked in for hour number two.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Sports Overnight America.
If you try it, your veins will melt or whatever.
Fair, balanced, and unbiased. It's your host, Matt Kolsky.
Where's that?
Hey, welcome to hour number two of Sports Overnight America on a Sunday night, the Sunday night edition. I am Matt Kolsky. Jerry Burke with me as well. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Matt.
And we're here to take you through your evening of sports.
Why they pay us the big money.
They
started
the big money?
Yeah, well, that's me.
I didn't know that. I'm not getting paid any big money.
The Olympics are over? I didn't know they started.
Yeah, they stink. I mean, it's...
I was disappointed in Finland.
Why?
Finland's my favorite Olympic team.
Not USA.
Hell no.
That's weird.
Why?
Well, what's your problem with your country, Jerry?
I just have a problem with this America First thing. If America doesn't win, everyone's America's sweetheart. Everyone's got a heartwarming story. Screw this. Just play the damn game, will you?
Well, none of the games are interesting. The only interesting part is
curling by biathlon, hockey, of course.
Biathlon, really?
Oh, yeah.
You have interest in watching biathlon?
Yeah.
You're so full of it right now.
No, I mean, that's serious. I like the biathlon.
For what? It's cross-country skiing.
And shooting things. I happen to know the military history behind it.
Yeah, but that's a
for me, and also the ski jumps. I love ski jumping. I love it.
Again, I don't understand. To me, all of that is nonsense. I'm not interested. And there's so many sports. I mean, figure skating, sport is a stretch. And quite frankly, anything where it's judged subjectively and
I agree with you.
Every time, give me a friggin' break.
I'm faster than you. I win. Yeah.
We'll talk sports next, not Olympics. Sports Overnight America.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
We are back on Sports Overnight America. Speaking of Abbott and Costello.
Yes.
No, I mean, we already were.
William Henry Abbott, Louis Francis Costello. Abbott was from Long Island. Costello, Lou Costello. Costello was his real last name, was from Paterson, New Jersey.
Costello was his real last name.
Yes, sir. And he was a very, very good athlete, actually.
Who knew?
And he started out as a stuntman in Hollywood, actually.
Well, no wonder he was such a good athlete.
Mm-hmm. By the way, can I do a personal plug here?
What else do you ever do on this show, Jerry?
Well, no, I'm coming up on this Tuesday, the 25th, at the Brouhaha at EJ Fairs in Pittsburgh. I am performing. It's a stand-up comic thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You want to come?
Where is it?
Pittsburgh. No H.
Yeah.
California. Really?
Oh, California.
Yeah.
Oh, no, in that case, no.
Have you ever been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Of course.
When? When were you in? Really?
Steel City, baby.
Steel City, baby. The hometown of Michael Keaton, George Benson, and Andy Warhol. And
Jerry, I've been almost everywhere of note on this fair continent.
Have you ever, this earth.
I've been all over. I've been everywhere.
Have
man.
You? If you're like Johnny Cash, have you ever been to the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Years and years ago, I was very young, but I have been.
Okay, I grew up like 3 miles from there, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You've told me that before.
The great city of Agawam, Massachusetts, 01001, lowest zip code in the country.
Yeah, like I said, you've wasted all of our time with your origin story in the past.
We had one yellow page. one of those little towns, yeah.
They would hand out a yellow page every year.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I think our three classes.
Drop it off at the house.
So we had six flags is there. That's our. Let's see. We had three famous people. We had June Foray, who was the voice of Rocky Squirrel and a lot of other cartoon characters. Ann Sullivan, the chick who taught Helen Keller how to read and write.
You know, there's a great movie with June Foray. That came out recently, I want to say. She's just part of it. Shoot. It's something about, it's a voice actor movie.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, she was all those Warner Brothers cartoons. She did all the female voices too. So.
Yeah, she's a big deal. Hold on. I'm going to find out what this documentary
also,
is.
Also, the late Carl Bean, the PA announcer at Fenway Park, who was killed in a car crash a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. He was from Agawam as well.
I Know That Voice is the name of the documentary.
I Know That Voice. I've heard. Actually, I haven't seen that yet. But
it
Mel
came out in 2013. Yeah. It's
Mel Blanc actually said that she was the greatest cartoon voice actress ever.
And yeah,
there's some validity to that.
Mel Blanc's son,
Noel,
took over a lot of his stuff, I believe, is also featured.
Well, you know what? You know, it's funny. You're talking about Noel Blanc. Actually, you know what happened about, I guess Mel Blanc died like 20, 25 years ago. He was part of the Jack Benny show and everything. And then, of course, Noel Blanc basically inherited doing all, you know, the Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Sylvester.
John DiMaggio is the guy, is the voice actor who sort of spearheaded it. He does Bender on Futurama.
Right. Well, what happened with Noel Blanc, and he did an okay job, I guess. And I guess there was this guy who was in, I want to see, he was from Pittsburgh, actually. I can't remember his name. He sent a cassette to the Warner Brothers company, one with the original voices of, you know, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and all those things from with Mel Blanc. And then he did them on a different cassette, and they couldn't tell them apart. So he took Noel Blanc's job. He was a kid. He was like 19 years old or something like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a hard work. I've done voiceovers. It's hard work. Not an easy way to earn a living. But yeah, June Foray.
Tougher than you think, yeah.
Very tough. But yeah, June Foray, I only met her once, and she was, you know, quite old at the time, but she was cool. We were both from Agawam. We talked about the old days back there on Florida Avenue, the Connecticut River. So, but yeah, anyway, I can go check that movie out. I do want to see that.
Yeah, I Know That Voice. It's it got very, very, very good response.
And there's some voices like you would never get, like Mr. Magoo. That was Jim Backus, the guy who played Thurston Howell. Who was the voice for that?
No kidding.
Yeah. He did it with a rubber. He put a rubber, like a prosthetic rubber nose on, and that made his voice sound like Mr. Magoo. Yeah,
that is funny. All right, we've done a lot so far. We talked a little Daytona 500 with Scabban early. We got into Jason Collins and some of the trade action.
A little bit of Jim Harbaugh as well.
Yeah, we're gonna take some phone calls. 1-800-878-7529 is the phone number. You can also tweet me. I have been lax on the tweeting today, but at the Kolsky, KOLSKY.
Right. You can
if
also
want to holler at me.
You can also go to our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Or if you just want to bother me personally, just go to Jerry Burke, GerrieBurke. I'm the only one spelled that way.
Sure. Don't let him fool you. Any communication bone you throw Jerry's way is like a gift for him. He is not.
I'm a lonely, lonely person. I am.
You're not bothering him at all.
No, I'm sure. I'm already disturbed. I don't need your help.
All right. We will go out to the phones, though. Speaking of disturbed.
Oh, the intellectual portion of the program.
7529, the one and only Christian in Galveston, Texas. What's going on, buddy?
Que paso.
Good evening, Mr. Kolsky, and hello, Jerry.
Hey,
this is your vodka calling.
my vodka. Hello, vodka. Are you there? It's me, Jerry. You know.
Good one.
Thank you.
But still.
Two of you. You could go on the road as a comedy team, I swear to God.
No. Anyway, Christian.
Go ahead, Christian. Spit it out. What's up?
I got a couple of things to get off my chest. First of all, even though I know y'all stopped talking about the Olympics,
started.
I understand, but with the Olympics being over, I have to ask ASK, do you think that NBC's coverage of the most recent Olympic Games, this one in Sochi, Russia, was damn near terrible?
All I ever watched
was hockey. The only thing I watched was hockey, and that they did a good job.
So then shut up, because you don't know what you're talking about. So I would say, it depends, Christian, on what scale you want to grade them on. If you're grading them on a scale of Olympic coverage, I think it was fine, honestly. Was it so much worse than other Olympic coverage?
Not unnoticeably.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's at the wrong time. In the internet age, that's really stupid. None of it's particularly interesting, so in terms of the actual competition. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of over-dramatizing and hyping.
And a lot of that is ever since the wall came down. There's no good guy, bad guy anymore.
Well, whatever. It's also just these are not interesting sporting events for the most part. So do I find it to be entertaining television? Not especially, but I don't think this year was so much worse than other years.
No.
Did you?
No, but I think it's mostly because of the fact that, they tell way too many stories of way too many athletes that...
What would you have them do? What would you guys have them
just
do?
Just show the events. Just show the freaking events.
The events are as...
These heartwarming stories are... You can get diabetes watching them.
The events are literally the most boring.
I thought curling was exciting. I'm sorry, I did.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is it because you're, close to 50, Jerry, not trying to dish you on your age?
Here's a newsflash for you, Christian. You're what, 19 or 21 years old? I can beat you up and down I can beat you up and down the court, the baselines, the field, in any sport, any activity, any athletic event, easily.
Don't
48.
Take that, Christian. Don't take that.
At 48, easily, I can do it.
Christian, you would ball out on Jerry.
No, he would not. You know he would.
Take the hole.
You wouldn't have a prayer against me.
I understand, but I think it's mostly also because of the fact that aside from them showing some of the, the majority of the events on NBC Sportsnet, I just think that some of the events that NBC shown, other than the 6 a.m. hockey games that they shown over the
4 a.m. out here.
Yeah, but other than the 6 a.m. hockey games, most of the events were taped in the can.
Yeah, that's what they do because the majority of the people who watch the Olympics are not real sports fans. They're people who want to turn on their TV in prime time and see heartwarming stories about athletes who overcame obstacles to reach Olympic glory. And that's what the Olympics is. It's a soap opera. It's a TV event. But
that's not what it's supposed to be, Matt.
Well, but Jerry, we can talk about that, or we could talk about reality, where it's a collection of sports that sports fans don't give a damn about. So I'm not sure what you would have them do.
Well, if you think about it, in the next Olympiad, the Summer Olympiad in 2016,
Summer Olympics are different.
Golf is going to be taking place there, and not that many people give a damn about that.
Mm-hmm. More than the Olympics. And I'm not talking about pure numbers here because the numbers, I'm sure, will be fine. It's sports fans.
In this country, though. In other countries, they do give a rat's ass about things like the biathlon.
All right, Jerry. You tell me, Jerry, what the Finnish interest in biathlon has to do with NBC's television coverage. Jerry.
I don't care. I'm rubbing out borders here on this one, Matt.
No, what you're doing is babbling and not answering the question, which was about NBC's TV coverage. It's for Americans, and the reason that it's stuffed with goofy stories
is because we like TMZ and soap operas in this country.
The people who watch the Olympics do, yes, not sports fans. Sports fans don't care. It's the Olympic public is the general public,
and they're also big on this America First thing. Let's wave the flag, and I've never been about that.
Jerry, so that's what the country is, though. That's NBC. When we watch the Super Bowl, the Olympics, though, maybe those are the only two sporting events. Actually, sporting events that reach that level,
and you're not allowed to bet on the Olympic sports either, which I think takes away from some of it. I know that sounds silly, but you're not allowed to bet. You cannot bet in Vegas on Olympic sports.
Does it take away from it? I don't know, but it definitely takes away. It definitely changes the demographic.
All right.
It's not real sports fans in the way that we think of it. It's not the people who are listening to sports radio and who are living and dying by their teams. It's the general American public falling in love with individuals because of their heartwarming stories.
Okay. And that's annoying. And to me, that's annoying.
And that's why I don't care and I don't pay attention.
Thank you.
Because it's not a real sports thing. It is a soap opera. And that is what it's going to be.
You don't see soap operas with the curling team. You don't see that. I'm being serious.
You absolutely do. The American team was completely a soap opera. That old lady was a piece of crap.
I'm all about Finland, though.
She clearly should not have been the captain of the team or whatever. She stunk like hot garbage.
Like we know the difference.
Well, I know her curling hammers weren't doing us any good.
That's true.
I know our women got a 7 dropped on them in one end of curling, Jerry. And if you're as big a curling fan as you say you are, then you know how miserable that is.
That is, yeah.
How do you get a 7 dropped on you? That's like... That's like giving up 9 runs in an inning.
I know.
Having a 7 dropped on you in curling.
What else
we're
is
pathetic.
On, what else is in curling? Yeah, we're lagging on that. What else is on your mind, Christian?
Well, I would get my second question off, but and Jerry, I know you.
No, Christian, it's not your job.
So help me God, if you talk, if Christian talks right now about our clock, he's banned from the show.
Yeah,
for a week.
Yeah, I said, Christian, it's not your freaking. No, Christian, listen. No, you be quiet for a second. It's not your freaking job to tell us when we go to a break. That's my job, okay? Not yours, mine.
Jerry has very few responsibilities. One of them is to handle breaks. I gotta say, Christian, you are no longer allowed to talk about our clock.
Okay, damn it.
If you have
okay.
something to say, let's hear it.
All right. When it comes down to Jared Collins and. I mean, when it comes down to Jared Collins getting signed by the Nets again.
Jason, go ahead.
Only this time for a 10-day contract. And Michael Sam coming out of the closet and possibly getting drafted by an NFL team.
Possibly.
Well, he might get. No, wait. Screw the might get drafted. He will get drafted
Thank
by
you.
An NFL team. But the point of the matter is this. Do you think that the sports world is getting ready to, you know, start thinking about accepting, you know, LGBT rights in anything?
Of course they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, yes, I think that's exactly what it is. And you know, as usually happens in the course of the progress of history, they won't have a choice but to accept it because that's where we're all headed, to equality, to acceptance, to, you know, positivity, and thank God. And you know what? In a lot of ways, again, as so often happens in these situations, as we start to see more openly gay athletes in the major American sports, as it starts to become a little bit more of a tide of people coming out, and as we realize how many people actually are gay in professional sports, it's going to be less and less of a big deal. And we're going to be closer and closer to actual acceptance. And that's nothing but a good thing. And thank you for the call, Christian. You're right. We do have to break now. We are way over. But it's because we care about your opinion.
Damn,
and
Skippy.
I don't need him to tell. I don't need, you know, your advice on when to break. I just need your hard-hitting sports takes. That's all I want.
Okay, that's all you want.
All right, Jerry. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. And talk a little about NBA basketball, you know, the actual basketball part of it.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
Sounds good to me. Go Celtics.
Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline Network, and SiriusXM Channel 92.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I wonder how a degenerated person like that could have reached a position of responsibility in the Army Medical Corps.
He was drafted.
We are back on Sports Overnight America, the Sunday night edition. That's a question I've asked about Jerry many times.
I meant to ask you something, by the way, a series on XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Have you seen the documentary yet, ESPN 88-1, about the Notre Dame-UCLA game back in 74?
I have not.
Really, it's about the game where Notre Dame ended UCLA's 88-game winning streak.
Uh-huh.
It's fascinating. I mean, it's really – Bill Walton's on there. And it's still – you have to say, up until this point, Bill Walton had gone 149 straight games without a loss between high school and college. And you would think after 40 years, something like that wouldn't bother him. And it does. Dick Enberg was the play-by-play guy for UCLA. He went 9 seasons and only called 2 losses at home. And this way, it's just fascinating how UCLA actually choked in this game. And if you have Comcast cable, it's on demand on ESPN. If you do that, it's fascinating. I mean, it really is fascinating about this game and what it meant to a lot of people. And Bill Walton is still to this day pissed off about it. And I just like to see that.
Why do you like to see?
I like to see people I love Bill Walton. I'm saying I like to see people who are upset by things like that. I like that. I think that. I'd like to see – I mean, there are athletes that are out there. You and I are friends with one of them. They get pissed off if the score is tied. And, there are a lot of athletes now. You see them. Yeah, they'd like to win. I get my millions either way. And they really don't seem to be – I mean, Derek Jeter was – as much as I can't stand the Yankees, Jeter was the type and still is the type. He does not like to lose. I mean, he hates losing more than he likes winning. And
I think that describes most great athletes. I think the idea that – there's two sides to sports, okay?
Okay.
And it's not fair to ask athletes to sacrifice the business side in the spirit of winning when their bosses will never treat it like anything but a business.
Okay, I see your point.
So I can't say that because today's players are trying to get paid or because a guy takes... look, you do display your priorities when you take certain deals, no doubt.
Right.
But I'm not ready to vilify athletes in general as money grubbing when...
Not all of them, no.
But the vast, vast majority of guys care desperately about winning. But you can care desperately about winning and still want to go play for the Bobcats because they're going to pay you an extra $1 million for your family. Mm-hmm. And because if you threw away millions of dollars to play for good teams, first of all, there can't be that many good teams. Only one team wins in every league at the end of the year. And some teams think they're going to be good and aren't. And right. Some teams
Hold on. Okay.
My point is just you can go sign with the Bobcats and then give your absolute all every day and work your butt off. Uh-huh. And I can't say you want to win less than someone else because you signed with the Bobcats.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. That's I'm talking about something that's a little bit different. I'm going to use another example. Mike Curtis, the Mad Dog, the Beast, the man who used to be a middle linebacker for those great Colt teams of the 60s and early 70s. I mean, I know Mike not well, but I knew him from my days back in Baltimore. To this day, and Bubba Smith was another one. I actually spoke to him about it. To this day, drives them absolutely. Well, Bubba Smith passed away now, but drives them absolutely insane that they lost Super Bowl III. I mean,
No, that's what I'm saying. Is I think most athletes are bothered by their losses more than they enjoy their wins.
Of course,
those are the ones. You know, here's a great example. A guy we brought up earlier, Tom Tolbert. I know he talks about it all the time.
When Arizona in the Final Four.
Yes, and the losses hurt more than the victories felt good, and that's my point, is Tom Tolbert would have probably played just about anywhere towards the end of his career.
He pretty much did in his career at the time.
Right, to stay in the league, to make that extra $100,000, whatever it is. All I'm saying is that doesn't mean
he isn't trying any harder. I know
that. There and care desperately about winning every single time he hit the floor.
I'm talking about things that eat at you 40 years later.
Well, those are the big ones, of course.
Right.
And they are losses. They're usually losses.
Right.
And I think that goes for most people who are just competitive in life in general.
Sure. Oh, sure. I remember the Little League. I remember the Little League losses more than I remember the home runs that I won games in. I remember
not
those.
Not even that, but I remember stuff I screwed up in my career more vividly than things I did really well.
Yeah.
If I'm doing a sports report or a segment and it turns out like crap, I'm pissed off right afterwards. If I do a great one, I don't get that excited.
Go check out the 88-1 though. That's my point. Is you being a basketball junkie, you're fascinating.
Check it out,
especially the way Digger Phelps talks about how he brought the Notre Dame program back and how everyone gave him credit for what he did and what
Was he still using a highlighter that matched his tie at that point?
If you watch it, there's actually a thought process behind why he did all that with the obnoxious uniforms and the suits and everything. There's actually something behind that.
Besides just being obnoxious, you mean?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk a little more basketball coming up next. It is Sports Overnight America.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You know what your problem is? You ooze smug. I don't like smug.
It is Sports Overnight America.
Damn, Skippy.
What's that from, Jerry? I don't know that one.
What? That was from Boston Legal.
That's why.
That was a great show.
Pure nonsense.
That was a great show.
I doubt it.
Sure it was. William Shatner, Julie Bowen, James Spader.
Yeah, I mean, saying a bunch of names in a row doesn't make it a great show.
That was a very good show. That was a really good show. It was one of those David E. Kelly shows.
Yeah, all right. I'll allow it, I suppose.
Let me ask you something real quick. And of course, coming up here in the next couple of weeks, we all have to give our picks for the worst team in Major League Baseball. Of course, the two teams that are off the table, off the board, that is, would be the Miami Marlins and the Houston Astros. But I swear, I was talking to Marco D'Angelo on Wednesday from pregame.com.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Houston Astros right now are the team that have the most action with the over-under. And percentage-wise, it's ridiculously picking the over, as in people are taking over 67 wins for the Astros, saying anywhere. People are actually putting money up saying the Astros may push 500 this year. These are people that need to get out more.
I don't agree. I think that's a good bet.
Yeah.
I bet you get great odds.
The over-under, there's no odds on it. But
not on the over-under, but on betting them to be near 500.
I
bet you'd get great odds to bet them like over 75 wins.
Yeah, I bet you. I don't know if you'd get the 26-1 that the Red Sox had last year, but I bet you would be close to the 20-1 mark. Sure. I hope they do well. I think it's just good for.
You know what it is? They've got a.
They have a young team.
They've got a sharp general manager and a lot of young talent.
Right. It's like the Kansas City Royals. If half of their young talent does 75% of their potential, they're going to be a good, decent ball club. At least they're going to be competitive, let's put it that way, in the American League West, which I think would be good. I mean, you don't want to have, you know, the A's, the Rangers and the Angels just gobbling everything up and just have the Astros there just to get beat upon, you know. I think it would be good for baseball if all four teams were at least competitive. I know the A's are probably the best team. Not probably. They are the best team in the AL West, but I think it would be good if Houston wasn't so much of a mat for them, if you know what I mean. A doormat.
I mean, look, three of those teams should be really pretty good.
Right.
You know, the Angels obviously had a terrible year last year, but they've got the pieces.
Right.
I don't want to talk baseball yet, though. Please give me some time.
If you're wondering
who are the leaders in the clubhouse for my pick to be worst, both the Chicago Cubs and the Minnesota Twins are in the conversation.
So, speaking of Minnesota, they finally imploded the Metrodome.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I played baseball in that place. It was so bad.
Really?
Oh, God, was it horrible.
I did not know that. We're not talking about baseball, though, as I just said.
I understand it.
Roping me into baseball, it's not time yet. For God's sakes, let it be.
Oh. Or some other Beatles song.
God, as if the football's...
Hey, you like that one.
I tell you, Jared, you always get me. All right. In the NBA right now, you have got what I would describe as a, I don't know, high-intensity playoff situation in the Western Conference.
Yeah, in the East, it's a two-team race, basically. All it is.
Yeah, you know what? I will say before we get to the real conference that in the Eastern Conference, there are essentially three types of playoff teams. There are the Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat, not Dolphins, but Heat.
Right.
Those are the actual contenders.
Right.
There's two teams that might win the East. Right. Those are it.
Right.
The second category of team is teams like the Toronto Raptors, the Washington Wizards, the Charlotte Bobcats even.
Who've been playing damn good ball lately, actually.
Well, who've played pretty good ball all year for, you know, by their standards. And that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Look, it is what it is. When Toronto's 31-25, that's really good for them.
Yeah.
And they're an ascending team, and they're building, and they're getting good experience in games that matter in the second half of a season.
Sure.
And they have no shot at winning a title, but that's fine for those
teams.
Same with
the Wizards. And then they're the teams that are going to be in the playoffs only because you have to put somebody in there.
Well, no, it's worse than that.
Worse than that?
Yeah, then exactly. Because then there are the teams, and most specifically I'm looking at the Bulls and Hawks, who are in the playoffs to their own detriment. And who have nothing to gain by being in the playoffs, who have no discernible building block to acquire or major step to take by playing in the playoffs.
Like you said a couple of years ago, I said if the Bears make the playoffs, it's just a waste of time.
Exactly. And that's what the Bulls are doing, and they're going to be the third or fourth seed, and it's going to be a waste of everybody's time. And even if they win a series, which they very well could, it doesn't do anybody any damn good. And I
but
feel bad.
But doesn't it give
as
people something
fan,
to root for
I
as an underdog? Don't you want an underdog to root for at least? I'm not saying it could be the Bulls. It could be the Hawks. It could be Toronto. But isn't it good at least to have an underdog to root for to think maybe, you know, maybe this team can trip up Miami or can trip up Indiana?
I mean, do what you want. I just think that's a waste of everybody's time. Yeah. Again, and it's not because of Indiana. It's because of the NBA. The way the NBA works is, if you're not building towards championship contention with what you have, your best strategy is to stink.
Like the Celtics.
Exactly. Although they may not be stinking quite enough, but yeah.
Oh, man,
exactly.
that stunt they pulled off against the Lakers on Friday. Oh, my God. Did you see that?
I did not.
They were up 14 in the fourth, outscored by 20, ended up losing the game by 8. Oh, it was brutal.
But you know what? That's fine.
Yeah. That's a team, honestly, but I tell you, what general manager wouldn't want to have this laying in front of them? 5 years, 10 first-round picks. Who wouldn't want that, huh?
Exactly. Between the picks that they've got, their own picks, the cap room they're going to have available, Boston will bounce back.
And, and people will want to sign with Boston. Free agents will want to go there, seeing what's coming ahead of them, sure.
Atlanta's not likely to bounce back. They're likely to wallow in the same mire they've been in for a long time.
I think Washington's in
without
the right
bottoming
way
out.
I think Washington.
I agree. Yeah. You know, and teams like Washington that
Charlotte
have a star that they want to build around, or Charlotte with the signing of Al Jefferson this year, you know, you've got pieces you want to build around, and you're building, and you're building up, and being in the playoffs just to get that experience is valuable in those scenarios.
Right.
Anyway, let's get back to the real conference. The West. Let's approach it from a similar view, because I think you've essentially got three categories of team there as well. The first category, again, I think at this point still really only has two teams, and it's the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. And quite frankly, I'm not even sure if the Spurs are in that category
anymore.
Don't
you want to put Golden State in there yet?
Not at all, no.
Explain.
Well, they haven't done anything.
I'm looking what they could potentially do.
Well, there's a pet. Sure, you can have pipe dreams and put people wherever you want. But again, if we're going to talk about reality, the Golden State Warriors, as much as I love them and as much as I picked them at the beginning of the season to win the Western Conference, and I still hold out hope that that will become a possibility again, they haven't put it on paper. They haven't put it on the floor. They haven't done it this year. And as long as Oklahoma City and San Antonio continue to be the winningest teams in the West,
I don't know how the Spurs keep doing this.
The only
year.
Teams in the West that have actually ascended to the NBA Finals in their current
incantation.
Incarnation, I think is what you're looking for.
No, incantation, I think is the word.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a different word entirely. those are the two. I'm not saying those are the only contenders. In fact, I think there are a minimum of six title contenders in the Western Conference right now. I think those are the top dogs. Those are the alpha dogs who have been there and done it.
Right. You want to get there, you have to go through us.
Exactly.
Okay.
And to that end, they will have home court advantage.
Sure.
The second tier, which is where I think Golden State belongs, is Houston, the Clippers, Portland, and potentially Golden State, which is teams that I believe are actual contenders, that I believe have the stuff to
to compete with anyone.
Anyways, don't be surprised if they ended up in the finals as opposed to someone like Washington and Toronto, where if they did get to the finals, you'd be like, holy crap.
Exactly. And, you know, in that mold, all three of those teams are within a game of each other, with the Warriors a couple games back of that. Mm-hmm. Now, the Warriors have had some unfortunate failings. They've lost some games at home to mediocre competition.
That they should have won, too.
That they should have won, and they've had some injuries that have slowed them down a little bit. I think they'll end up with the sixth seed in all likelihood, which means they'll probably face the Clippers or Houston, maybe Portland, in that first round, and I think they can compete with all of those teams.
How weird is it not to be talking about the Lakers in the West?
I love it. They're one of the worst teams in basketball.
I know, I love it too, but it's just how weird is it not to say the Lakers?
I think it feels great. And then I think that third tier of teams, which, you know, realistically probably includes Minnesota, although they haven't put it together really at any time.
No, but they've had some moments where they look damn good, though.
Yeah, they look like they should be in that discussion, but they just haven't been. But that next three is Phoenix, Dallas, and Memphis. And all three of them are very dangerous teams. And the reality of the Western Conference playoff situation.
I think Phoenix has been a good story. Pretty quietly.
A great story.
Pretty quietly. They play some good basketball.
And if Eric Bledsoe is back for the playoffs and I mean, they throw at you as pit bully and aggressive and talented.
That's an 8 seed that can knock off a 1. It could.
It's likely, a 7, but yeah.
That's
the thing. 7 through 9, none of them are, again, favorites, and I wouldn't even necessarily drop them into the championship contender bucket, but they're not easy outs.
Nope.
And if you are San Antonio and you catch Phoenix with the young athletic backcourt, or even if you catch Dallas with Monte Ellis doing what he's doing this year and Dirk Nowitzki still very, very game, that's terrifying. That's a horrible first round.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get – I mean, you're not supposed to get a team that's, you know, 10 games under 500 like you might get, but you're supposed to get a team that you're a clear – you have a clear –
right, three and out. Yeah, exactly.
And boy, the Western Conference just does not offer those matchups this year. I cannot, and that was really the point of getting into all this, I can barely wait for the playoffs. Right now, most of the teams are 65, 66 games in. 55, 56 games in. So we're looking at 26, 27.
And anything could happen in those 20-some games, but you have a pretty good idea.
But we are looking at an absolute barn burner of all rounds of the NBA playoffs, at least on the Western Conference side right now. It's going to be an absolute dogfight for everybody every step of the way.
Right.
And there's legitimate possibility, with the possible exception of whoever has to go to Oklahoma City in the first round, there is legitimate every single matchup.
No, I agree. I agree with you. And like I said, I'm looking at the East. I'd like to see how teams like that are, like you said, that are ascending. Toronto, Washington, Charlotte. I would like to see how they do in their first. I won't say this is their first. Basically, it is their first go around. Because when's the last time Washington was in the playoffs, or the Bobcats for that matter? I'd be interested to see how they do. But it really doesn't capture my imagination like the West. When, like you said, you look at like a 7th seed, Phoenix going up against San Antonio, or you see like an 8th seed, or you see like Golden State going up against the Clippers. That's good basketball. It's like I said, you're not seeing a team with 50 wins going up against a team with 38 wins. You're looking at two teams that are what, half a dozen games apart, separated from each other. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I mean maybe 10 by the end of the year.
At the worst, 10. Yeah,
it's really not. It's not even a question of win count, because all that stuff is to a certain degree subjective. You know, weird things happen. You play each other a lot.
Right.
Win counts are what they are. I wouldn't worry as much about that as just the fact of everyone here presents real challenges. And boy, you know, one of the most famous upsets in NBA playoff history is the Warriors, We Believe Warriors,
yep, taking care of Dallas,
2006,
yeah.
I want to say,
yep.
Taking out Dallas as the 8 seed. beating the one seed.
I think that was, I think it was seven because I was here, so I was seven.
That's what I meant, the 06-07 season. Yeah. That matchup was just a really horrific matchup for Dallas. Right. They just didn't the pieces, the specific pieces that the Warriors had, the style that they played really was rough for Dallas to try to keep up with. That's not what I'm talking about here. When I'm talking about Phoenix against San Antonio, yeah, the matchup's challenging, but Phoenix might just be as good as San Antonio.
Yeah.
If we're talking about the Warriors taking on the Rockets in the 3-6 matchup, I think the Warriors are every bit as good as the Rockets.
Sure.
And you know, you can argue that, look, they're four games back of them in the standings. How much could they really be just as good?
Four games. I mean, that's
yeah. It's a couple games here or there. An injury here.
A fluke play there.
Exactly. These things happen, and I got to say, there's just I couldn't be more excited heading down the stretch of the NBA season.
Rock hard, razor sharp. Only way to describe your nipples right now.
That is information I would not necessarily have shared, but hey, you know, whatever.
Fairly accurate.
We're gonna have to take a quick break. We will be back on the other side to wrap the hour. It is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 92.
My favorite tastings, the food that is the everlasting. See, I'm not fasting.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Do you know what kind of a gold mine we got here?
Kurt, Chuck can see what you're holding up.
But Bob can't!
It is The final segment of the hour on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
Sports Byline and Sirius XM, Channel 92.
Yeah.
Sweet Sounds in the Overnights with Jerry and Kolsky. All right.
Peter Frampton.
I'm sorry. That's... Yeah, the Frampton really cheeses it up even further, Jerry.
The greatest selling live album ever.
And so doesn't that say things about the American public?
Yeah.
Just quickly, before we get out of here for the hour.
In 10 seconds or less.
I would just like to say again, Jason Collins, kudos, congratulations, and let this hopefully be a day we remember as yet another step towards a better and more progressive future.
I love you, Matt.
Love you too, Jerry.
Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM Channel 92.